For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The Bradbury Art Museum and the Fowler Center on the campus of Arkansas State University is hosting an exhibition of work of Salvador Dali. The exhibit is titled Stairway to Heaven, and it opens to the public Thursday, March 7th, with a reception that starts at 5. Museum Education Coordinator Haley Voges talks about the exhibit and related events that will take place while Stairway to Heaven is on display.
It's a touring exhibition, which we at the Bradbury Art Museum are super excited to be serving as a venue for. The exhibition is organized by Carol Sorrell Incorporated and presented with generous support to us from the Park West Foundation. It was also curated by David S. Rubin, who will actually be visiting us to give a talk at the museum in April. We're very much looking forward to sharing Stairway to Heaven with our community. It's an intensely beautiful show, and we're lucky to have it.
So tell us a little bit about the overall theme of the exhibition.
Dali's paintings are well known, but he was also a prolific artist of works on paper. And Stairway to Heaven really highlights that versatility by showing some of his most well-known and successful illustrations. The show includes complete sets of prints for two poems, L'Otremont's Le Chant de Moldoror and Dante's The Divine Comedy. These works are juxtaposed to demonstrate Dali's evolution as an artist, but also just as a person and his spiritual journey.
You said there was a juxtaposition there, Haley. How does it kind of look at how he evolved over, you know, maybe a period of years through this exhibition?
Yeah, when Dali was beginning to identify as a surrealist, he illustrated Le Chant de Moldoror. It's a story in which a protagonist renounces conventional morality, and that's what Dali and others thought the goal of surrealism was. So we see his illustrations reflecting that absurdity present within the poem in a sort of familiar Dali fashion. However, by the time Dali illustrates the Divine Comedy, he was referring to himself as an ex-surrealist and had embraced Christianity. So Dali then now relates to the struggle through immorality towards salvation presented in the Divine Comedy. It's a special thing to be able to visualize Dali's personal journey in this exhibition, but it's also interesting to watch his artistic style evolve alongside that.
Haley Voges joins us here from the Bradbury Art Museum on KASU. So Haley, I think it's really interesting when you're talking about the illustrative works that will be there. You'll take a look at the 1930s, as you say, the kind of the before Christianity part, and then you look at 1950s or so, kind of, you know, when he embraces Christianity. Kind of interesting to kind of see how it'll be side by side with each other.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what the curator David Rubin had in mind when he was creating this show. It's really interesting to see. Actually, that period of time doesn't feel to us like a very long time, but if you think about it in terms of your own life, that 20 to 30 years, you can really change, and it's interesting to see Dali in that light and actually think of him as a human and not just as an artist.
When will this exhibition be on display, and how long is it going to be in display for?
The exhibition opens on March 7th with the public reception from 5 to 7 p.m. We hope to see you all there. And then it closes on April 11th.
How have you all prepared for getting ready for this exhibition?
There's been a lot of preparation because it's a huge show for us. We're very honored to have such a well-known artist, and it's an opportunity to see some of his best work firsthand. And so we've tried to create a show that gives the public the best opportunity to learn about Dali and present him in a way that's approachable. So we've got a lot of events planned to go along with it.
Tell us about some of those events that are going to be taking place.
We have a lot of events for this show, just because it is such an interesting show. We have Thursdays at the museum. We have three of those, and we have two weekend workshops, and then we also have the curator talk, and that's when David Rubin will be here. The Thursdays at the museums, we have one that's a public tour on March 14th at 6 p.m. It's kind of self-explanatory. You can come and hang out with us and learn more about the exhibition. And then on March 28th at 5:30, we're going to have improv team from A-State with us, and they'll present a performance inspired by Dali's surrealism in Dante's Inferno. It's going to be called Nine Rings, an improvised look at Dali in the Divine Comedy. So that should be an interesting night. And then, too, on April 4th at 5:30, we have meditation at BAM. Inspired by Dali, it's called Dreamlike Dali. We're trying to connect with that side of Dali where he sought to induce sort of a paranoid state and induce a dreamlike state. Of course, we're not as practiced as he is, so it's going to be a little bit more difficult. But meditation leader Christopher Earnhardt will be here, and he'll discuss meditation and its relation to Dolly's methods to accessing the subconscious mind, followed by a guided meditation.
What else do we have that's going to be coming up after that, if you don't mind, please?
The weekend workshops for this show are going to be on March 10th and March 31st, both at 2 p.m. The first one is called Reality Reassembled. Participants will create surreal configurations with magazine cutouts on unnatural backgrounds. And then on March 31st is the Draw Like Dolly workshop, where we'll be looking at some of Dolly's illustration techniques and then putting them to use using quotes from the poems presented within the show. And then I've already talked about the curator talk a bit, but David Rubin's going to be here on April 9th at 2 p.m., and he's going to be talking about the process of putting the exhibition together. So that would be the opportunity to learn as much as possible as you can about this show, because he's done an extreme amount of research to put it all together in collaboration with the Park West Foundation.
And this is something that has been a national, I think from what I understand, Jonesboro's the second stop in what's going to be a nationwide tour of this particular exhibition. And so it's really awesome to be able to have this here in Jonesboro.
Yes, we're very honored to be a part of it. And we really can't stress enough how excited we are to share that with everybody. It's a great opportunity.
Why should people not miss out on this opportunity?
Firstly, I think a lot of people in this region especially don't get the chance to go out to museums since it's a little bit of a distance. So the closest one, I think, is in northwest Arkansas. So knowing that, it's really cool for us to be able to present Dolly to the public in this way, because it's not something where they might otherwise have an opportunity to do so.
And that is Bradbury Art Museum's Education Coordinator Haley Voges talking about Salvador Dali's exhibition, Stairway to Heaven, which opens with a public reception on Thursday, March 7th at 5. It's open to the public through Wednesday, April 10th. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A-State Connections.